something capable of being betrayed. Bailey said, "Close your chest, Daniil, and listen to me. Physically, you are no match for three robots. You see that, don't you?"
"That is clear, Partner Elijah."
"Good. Now you boys," and he turned to the other robots again, "you are to tell no one, human or master, that this creature is a robot. Never at any time without further instructions from myself and myself alone."
"I thank you," interposed Daniil softly.
"However," Bailey went on, "this man-like robot is not to be allowed to interfere with my actions in any way. If it attempts any such interference, you will restrain it by force, taking care not to damage it unless absolutely necessary. Do not allow it to establish contact with humans other than myself, or with robots other than yourselves, either by seeing or by viewing. And do not leave it at any time. Keep it in this room and remain here yourselves. Your other duties are suspended until further notice. Is all this clear?"
"Yes, Master," they chorused.
Bailey turned to Daniil again. "There is nothing you can do now, so don't try to stop me." Daniil's arms hung loosely at his side. He said,
"I may not, through inaction, allow you to come to harm, Partner Elijah. Yet under the circumstances, nothing but inaction is possible. The logic is unassailable. I shall do nothing. I trust you will remain safe and in good health."
There it was, thought Bailey. Logic was logic, and robots had nothing else. Logic told Daniil he was completely stymied. Reason might have told him that all factors are rarely predictable, that the opposition might make a mistake. None of that. A robot is logical only, not reasonable. Again, Bailey felt a twinge of shame and could not forbear an attempt at consolation. He said, "Look, Daniil, even if I were walking into danger, which I'm not," he added that hurriedly, with a quick glance at the other robots, "it would only be my job. It is what I'm paid to do. It is as much my job to prevent harm to mankind as a whole as yours is to prevent harm to man as an individual. Do you see?"
"I do not, Partner Elijah."
"Then that is because you're not made to see. Take my word for it, that if you were a man, you would see." Daniil bowed his head in acquiescence and remained standing, motionless, while Bailey walked slowly toward the door of the room. The three robots parted to make room for him and kept their photoelectric eyes fixed firmly on Daniil. Bailey was walking to a kind of freedom, and his heart beat rapidly in anticipation of the fact